Welcome to the Mastery Matrix podcast. I am your host, Kyrie, and on this side of the podcast world, we geek out on human potential and transformation. You know, how to disrupt ourselves, elevate to mastery, and build our mind, body, spirit, and systems for greatness. I hope you're ready, guys, because I am. Let's go. In case no one asked you this question lately, how are you doing? As the CEO of your business, how are you doing today? It's crazy, but although as a CEO, you talk to so many people, you're with clients, you're with the market, you're with your team, and it feels like you're always in conversations with somebody, but not very often, I'm guessing, do people ask you as the CEO of your business, how are you doing, right? So this episode today is going to be a short one, but I think it's a really, really important one. And I want you to take a few minutes if you are driving right now. Okay, maybe do not close your eyes, right? But you might want to listen to this again. But if you are not driving and if you can be in a place where you can just sit and relax a bit and take the next few minutes just focused on you, I'll invite you to do that. How are you doing currently? When you look at your goals and where you want to be, how do you feel you're doing? When you look at your impact and the vision that you have for your business, your life, the people around you, and how your business is going to impact them, whether they're clients or team members or your family, how do you think you're doing? And how do you feel about how you're doing? When it comes to your life outside of business, do you feel like the important things are being taken care of and prioritized? Or do you feel like your calendar is hijacked by the urgencies in your business? How are you doing on the life front when it comes to your relationships outside of your work? How are you doing? How is your energy? On a day-to-day basis, when you wake up, what is the first emotion that comes to you? What are the first thoughts that come to your mind? And how do you feel your energy shifting at that moment, right? Do you feel like it's expansive and it's liberated and it is, you know, it feels like the energy of winning and the energy of having fun, right? Or do you feel like it's contracting and you wake up with something else on your chest, something that doesn't feel as good, right? How are you doing? When you think about certain elements related to your business, maybe your cash flow, how is that going? Even me mentioning money and cash flow, like, what do you feel? How are you doing when it comes to that? Do you feel like cash is just flowing and it's just pouring in? Like, you don't even know what to do with it, right? Hint, hint, if you don't know what to do with it, I can probably help you. So reach out. But how are you feeling when it comes to that? Do you feel like it's super expensive? There is abundance? Or do you feel like on the, you know, it's a little bit tighter than you would like it to be? Or maybe it actually does not feel good right now and you're stressed, but you don't have a lot of people to talk to about it. Take the time to think, how are you doing right now? As people grow their businesses and are focused on helping clients and building the team and making sure everybody has what they need, business owners tend to take on so much over and over and over and over without ever taking the time to slow down enough and to create enough space for them to take care of themselves and to take care of even identifying what's happening internally, right? And the thing is, if you don't take the time to look at how you are doing and what's happening inside of you, you are going to continue perpetuating the same results over and over again. Whatever you are experiencing in your business, and you probably know this, a lot of us know this. We're not new to business. We're not new to personal development. But when you're in the details of stuff, it's hard to remember that at the end of the day, what is happening in the business is just a symptom of what's happening inside. So I'm asking you again, How are you doing right now? When it comes to your team and your clients, do you feel like you're surrounded by amazing people? You can count on them. You know that everybody's doing their best and it's really amazing. Or do you feel like you're surrounded by people that are a pain in the neck, maybe? Or do you feel like you have so many responsibilities? It's like hard to carry all of that. It's exhausting, right? Or maybe it is super fun because you know you're on a mission and the people around you are on a mission as well, and it feels great. Maybe you're somewhere in that spectrum. But ask yourself, where are you in that spectrum? And how are you doing? And how are you feeling about it? When it comes to the actual business itself, like, do you feel like things are running like a well-oiled machine? Are there kinks in there? Take the time to ask yourself, how is that going? If there are kinks, one of the principles that I absolutely always, always carry with me is don't tolerate problems, right? So that means that when we see kinks, especially if they're kinks that are impacting other important things, you need to do something about it. You need to identify it, either take care of it yourself or delegate to someone else who can take care of it, but not tolerate the kinks, right? Not tolerate the problems. But again, a lot of times we don't take the time to sit and think. We're just repeating the same things over and over and over again. And we have all heard the definition of insanity. It's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. But when we do not take the time to ask ourselves, how am I doing? How are we doing? How is the business doing? We will always continue doing the same things over and over and over again. Same results. Okay, so when it comes to the business, what are some maybe hard lessons that you've learned recently, right? Maybe things have been going in a different direction than what you thought. What are those hard lessons you're learning? What are you gaining from them? How are they impacting you, right? I see people, you know, when hard lessons happen, either they don't even recognize a lesson because they're still in victim mode, right? They're focused on the, oh, it sucks. I don't like how this makes me feel. It's this person's problem and that other person's reason. You know, they're the reason why this is happening, etc. It's more of the blame game and they never really learn the lesson. Sometimes people will actually recognize that they're partly at fault here, right? They're not just blaming everyone else, but they still do not take the time to learn the lesson. And only by learning the lesson can you actually change things, right? But learning lessons does require that you pause and you ask yourself, what just happened here that made me feel maybe crappy? How am I doing through this whole process? What do I need to learn? What could I have done differently or better? How do I improve myself and how do I elevate myself from this experience so that next time I am much better equipped to deal with it? That pause is necessary. But again, most of us don't take the time to ask ourselves, how are we doing? And we keep just running and doing the thing and focusing on the doing more, trying to do better, trying to do, you know, more things differently, when at the end of the day, you need to pause and ask yourself the important question, okay? Which is the same question that I've been repeating. How are you doing? So here are a few things that I want you to think about. There's a reason why I'm obsessed with small business owners, CEOs just like you. There's a reason why. And the main reason why is I 100% believe that CEOs of small and medium-sized businesses are what keep the world just going. It is the reason why things change, why culture evolves, why people are more connected than ever, why it is now easier to do things that maybe 20 years ago would have been unimaginable, right? Small businesses are innovation. Small businesses are impacts on so many things, at so many levels. Small businesses solve problems. Okay. And so I am obsessed with helping small business owners just get to their goals, impact the people that they want to impact, create wealth in the process so that their family and their community changes as well. Right. And for that to happen, though, you need to focus on you, because at the end of the day, your reflection is going to be a reflection of what's going on internally. And so I want to leave you, as I'm doing this check-in with you today, I want you to think about these elements I'm going to discuss right now. There's three key elements that I want you to remember, even as you're re-listening to the questions I just asked in terms of how you're doing. What makes CEOs specifically, but people in general, but here I'm talking about CEOs, what makes them suffer is a few things. Number one is being so focused on judging situations that they forget, which the thing which for me is the most important, one of the key elements in life is the whole concept of yin and yang, right? When you look at Eastern philosophies, etc., that circle that you see with the black and white and the black dot within the white area and the white dot within the black area, what that says is that in everything lies the seed of its opposite. So however you answered the question, how are you doing on the different areas, know that it is just a phase in the cycle. And things will continue to go round and round with ups and downs and turns, etc. But you will never stay in any phase forever, right? So if when I asked how you're doing today, the answer was something that you would consider negative, right? Like, it sucks. I don't feel great. I feel muddy. I feel yucky or whatever that is, right? I've heard all sorts of versions of this. Know that that is temporary. There is no one for whom that phase is forever. Now, how long you stay there might shift depending on who we're talking to, depending on the internal work that's being done, right? But it is never forever. So keep that in mind. If today, as you're listening to this, you're not feeling great, guess what? The good news is that is going to change. And if as you're listening to this episode, you're thinking, oh my God, everything is amazing, it is the best, etc., know that that also is going to change. And it is not a bad thing. Okay, which leads me to point number two, labeling things as good and bad is another reason why so many people suffer. Many people will associate things like tough, hard, difficult, chaos as bad. Chaos is not bad. It is just a state, right? It is just a way that things are. You feeling like things are tough doesn't mean that things are bad. Again, it is all a matter of perspective, right? So the label and how we tend to categorize things, especially in the Western world and how people are educated, when you look at other philosophies, it tends to be very different. Historically and culturally, there's way more in terms of nuances, right? But the Western way of thinking, which is what dominates the world these days, tends to put things into two buckets that are opposites. And it's either this or that. And that makes things harder for people, all right? It just makes things more difficult to manage and to process for a lot of people because they feel that as long as it's not great, then it's not good, okay? So things being tough, things being tight doesn't mean that they are bad. It just means that it is a state that we need to process in order to get to the next level or the next iteration of this cycle, the next phase of this cycle, okay? And we will all go through the ups and the downs. Up doesn't mean great and down doesn't mean bad. Let me repeat this. We will all go through the ups and downs as business is building and we're doing the things and we're running the reps, etc. The ups don't mean that things are great. The downward movements doesn't mean that it's bad either. There is lessons to get from all of those situations. And the more we can be in that state and be more focused on the journey and the fun of it and the discoveries and the excitement of it, the more fun this whole experience is going to be. Whereas if we're just focused on only staying in that positive flow and always going high and improving and all of that stuff, and improving in terms of numbers specifically, 100% chances that we are going to be disappointed. So I want you to think again, how are you doing? And is it a matter of labeling? Is it because you're labeling things as good and bad versus looking for the fun in the journey? Or is it because you're forgetting that in everything lies the seed of its opposite and that this is just temporary? Is it because you're forgetting that problems never exist without their solution? Okay, this is exactly what the yin and yang is about. In everything lies the seed of its opposite, meaning in every problem lies the seed of its solution as well. So if we remember that and we look at the situation that we're in, there is a solution. We just have to be less focused on the problem and more focused on finding the solution, which is something that many, many people forget to do. It is easier to keep repeating that things are not doing well than it is to focus 100% our energy on asking the questions that will solve the problem. At the end of the day, every single problem is just a question. If you ask a question, you'll have a project to resolve. If you put your attention on the project to resolve, you will find your solution. But again, most people are not asking themselves the questions. They're focused on repeating the problem and repeating why things are not working and what is not working, etc. And that will perpetuate them staying where they're at for a longer period of time. So as I said, the cycles will happen, right? We'll go in that through that iteration. Now, how long it takes for the iteration to happen, that is the part that changes from person to person, depending on how they're vibrating, how high they're vibrating, how much work they've done internally, how they see the world. Okay? How are you doing? How are you doing right now? Is the fact that you're feeling the way that you do, again, there's no good or bad. Maybe you're feeling ecstatic right now. Maybe things are a little bit more difficult. Who knows, right? But if you're not feeling great right now, is it maybe because you're comparing your current state right now to either the past or a future that has yet to happen? That comparison is the third reason why people suffer, in my opinion. I said the first thing is that they forget that in everything lies the seed of its opposite. The second one was remembering that labels that we're used to in the Western way of thinking, in the West, a lot of the Western paradigms, labeling things as this or that is actually very, very, very limiting. And it creates, you know, that friction, because not everything will fit in one extreme or the other. There's a lot in between. But we're not, in the Western world, people are not educated and are not conditioned to think that way, which does create a lot of friction. Okay. And the third one, as I just said, is because people tend to compare where they're at right now with either where they were a year ago or where they wish they could be based on the future that they're imagining in their head. And when you're comparing, very high chance that you are, again, going to be disappointed. The key is to look at where you are right now and to be focused on what you currently can do, still keeping that future state in mind. Of course, you can have a vision. You should have a vision. But execution does not happen in the future. Change does not happen in the future. It happens where you are right now. Now, where you are right now, what are you currently doing most of the time? What's running in your head like a loop, right? Is it that comparison between, oh, this is how things used to be and we don't have it anymore, and so this and this and that is not working? Or is it, oh, I should be there already. Everyone else is moving faster than I am. Everyone else has it figured out, and I'm still here doing the same thing over and over. Why is it so slow? Right? That's comparison. Comparing your present, which is the one precious moment you have to start shifting the future, but spending it, comparing it to what was or what should be. Okay. So what I want you to do, listen to me. I said that this episode was going to be a short one, and here I am talking still 20 minutes later, but I'm about to let you go. And I just want you to think about what I just said. Where do you fall? Okay. And what I want you to do when you are in those phases where, if I ask you how you're doing today, if your answer is going to be something like, you know what, could be better. I wish, right? I should have. What I want you to do is look for ways to get out of that energy as soon as possible. And different ways that I like to do it. I did a lot of trainings that helped me shift my energy extremely fast. I never stay in anything that's too past focused or too future focused and that distracts me from the present moment for too long. I never wallow in some of those lower vibes for more than a few minutes. It is just not, I just do not do that anymore, right? I used to do that very, very much. In my 20s and even in my early 30s, I used to do that for a lot. And it made me miserable. Even if on the outside I looked very happy, inside I did not like how it felt. And I always felt like something was lacking, that I was lacking in some way, right? Whereas now the confidence is just like it's just there. And where does it come from? From exactly what I just shared here is 100% believing in the three elements that I told you about, which just make me feel so supported, make it so easy to focus on what I'm doing right now, make it so easy to see the silver lining in things and to understand that nothing is as it is, right now forever. Nothing is, right? Whatever we would call it, qualify as good or bad, nothing lasts forever. And so the main thing is to look for ways to enjoy the freaking ride. And then life becomes so much fun. Life becomes so much more enjoyable, so much more interesting, right? And so if you don't have any of those tools, I would suggest for you to really invest in your personal development a little bit more. Go back to the tools that you maybe had, but you haven't had a routine of using them in a long time. Another really good way that I like to use is just leveraging other people's energy to help me come back, right? So I know some people like to process things by talking about them. That's not what I do. And that's not what I mean by this, although it could be for you, but I find that doing that actually just dumps our negative energy on other people, right? So that does not sit well with me and it doesn't work for me. What I like to do is just put myself in the environment of people who are behaving in that high vibe at that moment. And even they will not be in that state forever, right? But in that moment they are. And so putting myself in that type of room, talking to those people, just today I was working on a difficult problem, right? And I could see the deadline approaching and I was like, okay, this is not going the way that I wanted it, but I do not want to let my energy be drained by the emotions of it. So my first reaction was, let me reach out to a couple people that I know operate, you know, at my high vibe and see if they're doing better than me right now. And maybe they can help me come up with a solution. And guess what? Within an hour and a half, my problem was solved, right? A few years ago, I would have wallowed in all of those thoughts and that emotion and tried to do all the things myself, knowing full well that I was not feeling good enough to do it. But that's what I would have done. Now I love to use my tools, number one, and I love to look at who else maybe can help me right now solve this thing so it does not stay a problem. Do not tolerate problems, all right? So hope you're doing good today. Hope this episode was helpful for you.
take the time to reflect on it, take the time to take the action that you need and make the shifts in paradigm that you need to have. And remember, I love you. You've got this. The work that you do is of huge service and you shall be compensated for it. And things will be 100% fine as long as you keep on going. Okay? Love you so much. I'll talk to you soon.
There you have it. If you got any insight from today's show, guys, please make sure that you leave a review and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That would mean a lot to me. Also, the conversation continues, and I want you to connect with me on IG or Facebook at Kairi Var. Now, this information is in the show notes, so you can grab it in there and message me with your biggest takeaway from today's show. All right, so thanks again so much for being here with me today. I will see you very soon.